Track 6, More News. Hunt to find mosaic makers. Community art leaders in Tynmouth are trying to make contact with the original creators of the town's subway mosaics. While the team from Trail recycled art in the landscape were cleaning and restoring the artwork, they discovered they'd been made by students from Tynmouth School several years ago. Now, they would like to find the original creators to find out the inspiration behind them and make display boards to explain how they came about. A spokesman for Trail said, "As part of our recent restoration of the beautiful mosaics in the subway, we learned that many of these incredible pieces were created by students from TCS schools several years ago. It was so heartwarming to hear from those who recognised their work while we were cleaning and repainting. Now, we would love to connect with the original creators, the artists who once brought these mosaics to life. They're keen to find out what inspired the design, what the experience was like, and how they feel about them now. All stories and insights provided will be turned into display boards to accompany the mosaics."
Rotary Club's challenge for youth groups. Newton Abbott's Rotary Club is calling for young people to take part in its profit-making challenge. Teams of between 2 and 6, aged between 8 and 18, are invited to join Rotary Newton Abbott's Youth Apprenticeship Challenge. Each team will receive £50 seed funding at the start of the challenge. Teams should aim to maximise the £50 to attain as much profit as possible, reinvesting profits for the duration of the challenge. Teams will keep half of whatever money they raise, with the remaining half being split between Shelter Box and Literacy in a Box. Furthermore, the top three teams will be awarded trophies, certificates and cash vouchers towards their organisations. The team who raises the most money will also receive further additional prizes. Guides, scouts, cadets and other youth organisation groups are welcome to enter the challenge, which runs from the 1st of October until the 15th of February. For more information and to enter, contact the clubs at Martin Smith on martincna@outlook.com.
Pine Martins return after a 100-year absence. A pioneering conservation project has brought pine martins to Dartmoor for the first time in more than a century. 15 pine martins, including 8 adult females and 7 adult males, were released at a secret location on Dartmoor during September, in what conservationists are hailing as a historic step in the restoration of the region's woodlands and wildlife. The return is the work of the Two Moors Pine Martin Project and comes after 2 years of meticulous planning and consultation with local communities. The project has been led by the Devon Wildlife Trust. Pine martins are amazingly well adapted for life in the woodland night, with strong claws, lithe bodies, fantastic hearing, and even reversible rear ankles, helping them to run down trees, said Ed Parr Ferris, a conservation manager at the Trust. Stunning members of the weasel family, these rare mammals need our help to return to their former homes in the southwest. But we also need their help to bring back the natural balance of wildlife to our woodlands. The release of the pine martins is the first phase in the project's plan to establish a resident population. In a carefully planned operation under licences from Natural England and Nature Scot, the animals were health checked by vets before being driven to their new homes in Devon. Arriving under the cover of darkness, each animal was placed in its own specially constructed pen at woodland locations chosen for their seclusion. There they were fed and watered by a team of local volunteers, and after 3 days of quiet acclimatisation, the pen doors were opened and the pine martins were allowed to make their first historic steps into the wild. The project is now monitoring the progress of the animals through the lightweight radio collars. The collars will drop off the animals after 6 to 9 months of use. The expectation of the project is that the new animals will disperse to establish their own territories, and the population is expected to grow gradually over the coming years.
Reuben leads the way with a degree. A 33-year-old student from Newton Abbot has celebrated graduating South Devon's College University Centre in Newton Abbot. Reuben Beavis, aged 33, went back to higher education, hoping to inspire his young sons. He was among almost 400 graduates celebrating their achievements at a ceremony held at Torquay's Grand Hotel. Reuben, who gave a vote of thanks at the ceremony, joined Devon and Somerset Fire Rescue Service at 18 years old and has never looked back. He was selected to do a BA in Leadership and Management by his employer to help progress his career. He said, "I found attending university inspiring, as I hadn't done anything like it before, and I hit the ground running. I discovered I had a talent for English literature. After my first assignment, I was told I have foundations of a good writer. It inspired me, and the degree has unlocked hidden potential that I found amazing." Reuben's degree will enable him to progress within the public sector and give him the opportunities to help shape the future of Devon and Somerset Fire Rescue Service. He also hopes it will inspire his sons. He said, "I'm not trying to shape their destiny, but I want to show them and share in my success so they understand the goal at the end and what I have been working towards." Principal Lawrence Frewin paid tribute to the many success stories. He said, "I know you will inspire and encourage many students in the future. Your hard work and determination to complete your studies to a high level is there for all to see, and the graduation ceremony is a true reflection of your commitment to personal development and learning. Education changes lives, and South Devon University Centre are proud of the part we play." And there's a photograph of Reuben wearing his hat and his gown at the ceremony.
Images released from Recycling Centre Blaze. Firefighters have released dramatic images of a recycling centre fire near Exeter. Bovey Tracy Fire Station were mobilised to provide relief cover during the blaze, which took place on Tuesday, the 24th of September. The crew were in attendance through Tuesday and into Wednesday morning, monitoring hotspots within the building using thermal imaging equipment, breathing apparatus and hoses. And the photographs show a very severely damaged recycling centre building, some mechanical equipment trying to spread out some of the bits and pieces that were needed recycling, and a poor fireman very busy trying to damp everything down.